Good morning. Today is a follow-up of yesterday where we asked, can a woman lane Megillah? We're talking about Megillas Esther on behalf of a man. And we saw that there were, in fact, two views. The simple reading of the Gemara is that indeed a woman can be motzi a man because they are both obligated in Mikra Megillah, and in fact, that is Rashi's view. He says it explicitly that a woman can lane Megillah on behalf of a man because she too is obligated in Mikra Megillah. On the other hand, Tosos brings the opinion of the Bahag that a woman is obligated not in Mikra Megillah, but Shmias HaMegillah, to hear the Megillah, but not in the actual laning of the Megillah. And accordingly, because a man is obligated in Mikra Megillah, she is obligated in Shmias HaMegillah. A woman cannot be motzi a man, the laning, she cannot lane on his behalf. And we asked the following question at the end of last time. So according to the view of Rashi that a woman can be motzi a man, how about Kol Be'ish Erva? Isn't it a problem? That is the singing voice of a woman. So in fact, we are going to now look at the opinion of, it's an opinion brought by Rabbi Aharon HaKohen Meluniel, who wrote two famous svarim, maybe more, the Kolbo and the Or Chas Chaim. And he basically brings the same in each of his svarim as follows. The Kolbo brings first that the primary view seems to be that a woman is obligated in Mikra Megillah, and accordingly she can lay in the Megillah on behalf of a man. On the other hand, the Itur, one of the great Rishonim, wrote, Ein Nashim Motzios Anashim B'Kriyasam, that a woman cannot be Motzi a man, she cannot lane on his behalf, he would not be fulfilling his obligation of Mikra Megillah, and the reason is because it is Kol Be'isha Erva. Kol Be'isha Erva, that would be the singing voice, you lane with the trup, the singing voice of a woman, he's not permitted to listen, accordingly he's not going to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. And the Itur distinguishes it from lighting of the menorah. When it comes to Hanukkah, the lighting of the Chanukiah, a woman can be motzi a man, and she can say the brachas in his behalf. Why is that? So she can be motzi him. Why is it not Kol Be'ish Erva? Because the man doesn't have to be there in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. We're talking about not a husband and wife, but some other man that would have a problem with Kol Be'isha Erva. So you're not going to have a problem with Kol Be'isha Erva when it comes to a woman lighting the Chanukah Lecht on behalf of a man. Masha Einkein, that is distinguished from the laning of the Megillah, that the man would have to be there. You have to hear the Megillah to be Yotzei. And accordingly, because it is Kol Be'isha Erva, he cannot be Yotzei via a woman. So the bottom line here is that the opinion of the Itur, brought by the Kolbo, brought by Rav Aaron HaKohen Meluniel, the author of the Kolbo, and also the author of the Or Chas Chaim, brings the Itur that a man cannot be Yotzei via a woman, because laning the Megillah, that would be Kol Be'isha Erva. Now the Tshuvas Shevet Alevi Rav Osner, who passed away not too long ago, one of the Gdolim of our generation, the prior generation, he indeed brings this Kolbo down. The Kolbo who brings the Itur, saying it's a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva, and he asks a question. He says, but the Gemara in Megillah says that a woman, Mi'ikar Adin, can lane the Torah for a man, and it doesn't say it's a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva. It does say that Chazal said that she should not lane the Torah for him because of Kavod HaTzibur, but it doesn't say because of Kol Be'isha Erva. And he does try to bring one reason for it and explain it, but the bottom line, says the Shevet Alevi, Dimikomakum, the pashtus of the Gemara, the pashtus of the poskim, is not like the Kolbo brings in the name of the Itur, that there is a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva. So it turns out, based on that, that indeed there are poskim who are of the view that a woman can lane on behalf of the man, like we heard in the name of Rashi, and in addition, there are those who say that there's no problem of Kol Be'isha Erva. Now the Kaf HaChaim, one of the great Sephardic poskim, he brings, there's the primary view that a woman can be Yotze, can be Motzi a man, the Megillah, but he brings the opinion as well that she cannot. He brings it down. This is the opinion brought in the Kolbo and brought in the Or Chas Chaim in the name of the Itur. So he brings that opinion as well. And in fact, he expands upon it. And he says, there are actually three possible reasons why a woman would not be able to be motzi a man in the Mikra Megillah. Number one is we learn from the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Just like we said in the Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara says that a woman Mi'ikar Din can lain, but Chazal said she cannot because of Kavod HaTzibur. We would say the same thing applies in this instance, that when it comes to Mikra Megillah, same thing would apply. Kavod HaTzibur would dictate she cannot lain on behalf of men. And he adds on, V'lachen afilu liyachid ein motzi adlo plug. She cannot even be motzi on behalf of one man because of lo plug. We're not going to distinguish. Once Chazal said she cannot lain for the men because of Kavod HaTzibur, that is going to apply men or to a man as well. So reason number one, Kavod HaTzibur, that a woman cannot lain the Megillah for men. Reason number two, Ad Mimei Sheyesh Omrim Sheina Chayeves Bekriya. Opinion that we saw that she's not obligated in Mikra Megillah. She's not obligated to hear the Megillah. So if she's not obligated, she can't be a motzi a man. And number three, he says, in the name of the Baal Hadibros, which is another name for the Etor, because of Kol Beisha Erva. So three possible reasons why a woman cannot be motzi a man. Again, Kavod HaTzibur, just like laying the Torah. Number two, she's not chayevet. She's not obligated in Mikra Megillah. Maybe she has a lower level of a chiyuv. And number three, because of Kol Beisha Erva. But then the Kaf HaChaim qualifies and says that this is all based on that Yesh Omrim, that opinion that is more machmir, that a woman cannot be motzi a man. However, avaladeya harishona, according to the first opinion, the primary view that a woman could lain for a man, why don't we have a kol beisha erva problem? And he says as follows, kevan she'eino shel shir, laining the trup of the Megillah is not considered a singing voice. It's considered something else. So that's a very interesting insight, saying why would it be mutter? And Rashi says, it's mutter for a woman to be motzi a man. Why is it a kol beisha erva? Because kol beisha erva requires the singing voice of a woman. And when it comes to laning, we would not consider that the singing voice of a woman, she'eino shel shir, it's a trup voice of a woman, it's a laning voice of a woman, but not a singing voice of a woman. And that would be the rationale why we could permit, based on those opinions that do permit a woman to be motzi a man, why wouldn't it be kol beisha erva? Because it's not literally singing, it's trupping, not singing, and accordingly, it would not be a problem. Have a wonderful day.